Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying And He Brought Her to the Man, Biblical View of Marriage. In this session, we'll be looking at Mark chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. Marriage is designed to last. Divorce is not a part of God's marriage plan. Malachi chapter 2, verse 16 reads, "The Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for it covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, that you do not deal treacherously." So far in this study series, we've considered that marriage was the Lord's idea, that marriage needs genuine love. And now we consider that marriage is designed to last. Mark chapter 10, verses 1 through 12, our text, it provides three perspectives on the issue of divorce, which we should know. First of all, take a look at the toleration of Moses in verses 1 through 4 of Mark chapter 10. "Then he arose from there and came to the region of Judea by the other side of the Jordan. And the multitudes gathered to him, and as he was accustomed, he taught them again. The Pharisees came and asked him, 'Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?' Testing him. And he answered and said to them, 'What did Moses command you?' And they said, 'Moses permitted the man to write a certificate of divorce and to dismiss her.'" Well, in the Old Testament times, divorce was accepted for many reasons based on this one passage, Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 1 through 4, which is what these Pharisees were presenting to Jesus. It reads in Deuteronomy 24, 1, "When a man takes a wife and marries her, and it happens that she finds no favor in his eyes, because he has found some uncleanness in her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce, puts it in her hand, and sends her out of his house. When she has departed from his house and goes and becomes another man's wife, if the latter husband detests her and writes her a certificate of divorce, puts it in her hand, and sends her out of his house, or if the latter husband dies, who took her as his wife, then her former husband, who divorced her, must not take her back to be his wife after she has been defiled. For that is an abomination before the Lord. And you shall not sin, bring sin on the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance." The passage is an if-then statement. If in verses 1 through 3, and then verse 4. "Because he has found some uncleanness in her." What did that phrase mean? Well, second, consider the truth of Scripture in verses 5 through 9. "And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate.'" Moses allowed divorce for one reason: because of the hardness of your heart. Lack of forgiveness. Mosaic law concerning divorce was a concession to the people, not part of God's original plan. Verses 6 to 9 explain the biblical marriage plan. The marriage union is to be heterosexual, not homosexual. The marriage union is to be monogamous, not multiple partners. And the marriage union is to be permanent. God consummated the oneness himself. Man has no business tearing it apart. Divorce is the result of disregarding God, disregarding the Lord. And then third, see the teaching of Jesus Christ in verses 10 through 12. In the house, his disciples also asked him again about the same matter. So he said to them, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if a woman divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. Divorce was not accepted for any reason. Jesus identified it as sin in all cases. There is no place for divorce in God's word. And you say, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute, Pastor. Jesus gave us the exception clause. Well, how would I respond to that? Well, Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 through 9, is this is the apostles' record of the events. Remember the parallel passages? This is Mark. Matthew speaks to things. Luke and John, we need to see all of them on a particular event to get all of the perspectives. In Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 through 9, it reads, the Pharisees also came to him, testing him, and saying to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh? So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let not man separate. They said to him, why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and put her away? He said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery. Verses 3 through 6 are Jesus' complete teaching. Verses 7 through 9 are his further explanation. In the context of this event, Jesus explained God's plan in verses 4 through 6, and then he reaffirmed God's plan in verse 8. And then Jesus gave the so-called exception clause. It's important to consider the whole counsel of God's word. In Matthew chapter 5, in verse 32, also on the same subject, earlier on, he said in Matthew 5:32, but I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery. Well, let's look at Luke, what Luke has to say in Luke 16, verse 18. He records, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced from her husband commits adultery. And then the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 and 11, he records these words. Now to the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord. So Paul's saying, I'm writing this. I'm giving you this command, but it's not me who's giving it to you. It's the Lord who's giving it to you. A wife is not to depart from her husband. But even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. And a husband is not to divorce his wife. God's plan is forgiveness and reconciliation. Divorce is never God's solution to marital problems. The exception clause is not a loophole. It would be out of context if it was one. Jesus would not contradict truth. The word translated sexual immorality in verse 9 is the Greek word porneia, which is fornication. There are three illegal unions identified in the Old Testament. A sodomite marriage, Leviticus 18, verse 22, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. There's an incestuous marriage, Leviticus 18, verses 6 through 8. None of you shall approach anyone who is near of kin to him to uncover his nakedness. I am the Lord. The nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother you shall not uncover. She is your mother. You shall not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of your father's wife you shall not uncover. It is your father's nakedness. Or marrying a brother or sister, having a sexual relationship of any kind with a close family member. This was the issue in Corinth. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality that is not even named among the Gentiles. A man has his father's wife. So there's sodomite, three illegal unions, a sodomite marriage, same sex, an incestuous marriage, close relatives, and a defiled marriage, Deuteronomy 24 in verse 1. When a man takes a wife and marries her, and it happens that she finds no favor in his eyes because he has found some uncleanness in her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce, puts it in her hand, and sends her out of his house. This is what Joseph was thinking about when he learned that Mary was pregnant. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 19, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. The truth of Scripture is that God has no plan for temporary marriages. He calls for forgiveness of all sins. He calls for reconciliation in all cases. Let's for a moment just consider, let's assume that the exception clause is a loophole. Let's just take it that way for a moment, rather than realizing that it's talking about finding out that there was fornication before the marriage. We must consider the whole counsel of truth, not just what we want, not what just suits us. Because over in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 28 and 29, it reads, if a man finds a young woman who is a virgin, who is not betrothed, and he seizes her, and he lies with her, and they are found out, then the man who lay with her shall give to the young woman's father 50 shekels of silver, and she shall be his wife, because he has humbled her. He shall not be permitted to divorce her all his days. Do you know what that means? According to God's word, if there is any premarital sex involved in that eventual marriage union, divorce is not possible ever. Christians need to understand the truth of God's word. Our society is far away from God's standard for marriage, and the church has sadly joined that movement. Christians need to be the light in the darkness of this world and stand for truth. The world will begin to change when Christians begin to apply the truth of God's word. Well, let me ask you, is there a divorce in your past? Well, acknowledge it as sin before the Lord. Seek forgiveness for it. And if it's possible, work for reconciliation. Let me ask you, will you do that? You think about that, and you have a great day.